Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here. And New York, we had lots of problems last week. The biggest problem being Amazon. Amazon said, I'm tired of this stuff. I'm leaving. With us this morning is John Banks. He is the president and CEO of the Real Estate Board of New York to comment on it. Good morning, John Banks. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, John. Thank you for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Amazon, it blew up the whole intent of a city going forward with more and more internet companies. Tell us how you view things and what do you think we should do?
Obviously, we're very disappointed that the Amazon deal fell together. It was a huge opportunity for the city of New York to get as many as 25,000 and as much as maybe 40,000 jobs, high-paying jobs, over a 10-year period. And that clearly is a loss for us. But I also want to make the point that New York is a resilient place. John, you know this. You've made your career here. And that, you know, even though we have this setback today, we want to send a clear message to other tech companies that New York is open for business and we want your business. So just to give you some stats, this is the seventh consecutive year that tech companies have leased more than 2 million square feet of space annually. We have roughly 254,000 tech-related jobs in the New York City metropolitan area. That is second only to San Francisco, and we're not satisfied being second to anyone. So while the Amazon loss is a real loss for us, and it's going to affect communities, in particular folks in the Queensbridge houses and in surrounding Long Island City area, we're ready to sort of get back to work and start talking to other folks and remind them that the reason New York is great in the capital of the world is because of our talent, our educational system, our higher educational system, the existence of the Roosevelt Island Tech Hub, the fact that Google is here and has recently announced an expansion, Facebook is here and is thinking about an expansion, and Microsoft is having a presence here. And so it's not a good thing that Amazon left, but you know what? There are many other folks who come here. Just one other point before I stop talking. Over the last few years, the average startup, tech startup here, has been renting approximately 50,000 square feet, mid and small tech companies. So there is a tech presence here that is growing, and it's because of the fundamentals that we talked about just a moment ago.
I said publicly before that the four politicians that created this problem, maybe Governor Cuomo should call upon them to resign. Maybe if they resigned, then maybe we can go back to the table.
Unfortunately, I think the decision has been made and Amazon has moved on. It's a shame that we're at this point. I don't know if there is an opportunity to get them back on board, but everything I've heard from various sources doesn't indicate that Amazon is interested in New York anymore, and that's a shame.
Well, what do we do when the next company comes in? It's Richard Weinberg, John. Good morning. How are you? What do we do when the next
company? I'm well, Richard. Thank you.
When the next company comes in and you have the same group of political activists for their own political agenda putting up the same fight, how do you stop that from prevailing once again?
I think you have to, and I don't want to minimize that. Things could have been done better on everybody's part, right? We could have done a better job of engaging communities sooner, although I don't think it was possible to do it that much sooner, but we always could do better. I think we have to talk to potential employers who want to come here and highlight the things that make New York City the capital of the world. It's our transit system. It's our educational institutions. We have, the best talent in the world that come here and want to stay here. The cultural diversity that makes New York City what it is. Those are reasons that overwhelm the narrow perspective of any one group of elected officials or community activists.
But my concern, John, is that there are very positive reasons to come in, and the population overwhelmingly supported this deal, but you have an activist group who will be fighting these kinds of ventures coming in, and they think they've won something, they've created a great victory, whereas in terms of the economic development of the city and providing the resources and revenues to do all the wonderful programs we want to do here in this city, we may be sending out a very chilling message, and they may be trying to avoid buying into that kind of political problem.
It's a real issue that we have to deal with going forward. I think that there's also an opportunity in this event in that maybe cooler heads will prevail and people will start to reflect on the loss of tax revenue, as much as $27 billion potentially over the life of the deal. The loss of jobs, as I said, 25,000 to 40,000 over a 10-year period. And reflect on what happened and the loss that we incurred. I hope it's a teachable moment for grassroots organizations and elected officials. And that's not to say that they shouldn't raise legitimate concerns about whatever deal is going on. Absolutely, that's part of the dynamic. But this should be a focus on getting to yes. The real process should say, okay, I don't agree with you on this. Here's my concern. How can we get there? And I don't think that that opportunity was granted to Amazon in a meaningful way. And I know many in the advocacy community might take issue with that, but there's always a place for dialogue. And I would urge anybody who is thinking about coming to New York City not to be put off by this event. Come. We will work with you. We want to support you. We want to get you in front of the communities and deal with the concerns that are raised in a meaningful fashion. If we do that, I believe we'll be successful in continuing to lure folks. People come to New York for many reasons, but it is because we are the capital of the world.
I noticed that Governor Cuomo was very, very upset with what happened. And usually he takes no prisoners. Does that mean those four politicians are on Cuomo's list?
Well, fortunately, I don't have to predict what's going on in the governor's mind. I mean, he was very clear. He felt that this was, a political decision and that he disagreed with it vehemently. I will leave to Governor Cuomo to figure out the political process and what that entails. I'm disappointed like lots of people in the city of New York. I'm really disappointed by the impact that it's going to have on people of color and immigrants. The Long Island City community is a very diverse community. I worked with the president of LaGuardia Community College, President Mello, and she was very excited about it because her population of students are immigrants, black and brown and Asian kids who are first generation trying to move up into the middle class. It's really a disappointment that those kids are not going to have the same opportunities that they were going to have 48 hours ago.
Judge Weinberg, you have one more question?
Yeah, John, I want to ask you, I understand the mayor has a proposal to have a so-called commercial vacancy tax enacted here in the city of New York. Could you address that, please, and what your views of that are?
Sure. We think it is ill-advised to implement a commercial vacancy tax. It belies sort of the logic of why people make decisions to rent their property or not to rent their retail property. You know, the city has many different cost structures that a small business has to deal with. So things such as water and sewer rates continue to go up. Enforcement efforts continue to go on. Building department permits are difficult to navigate, and the bureaucracy adds time. Getting a sign approved for your storefront can take as much as 6 months. And so there are many different costs that are the reason why it's difficult for small businesses to be successful here. And when we reject the notion that the sole reason for that being difficult is that the landlord is charging a rent that is unreasonable. The landlords have no incentive to keep their property vacant, right? They still are required to pay taxes on that space, regardless of whether or not the property is vacant or occupied. And so there is an incentive for them to rent their space. And the market is the most efficient way for price to be set. And so we would urge anybody who's interested in having this dialogue, and we understand that there is a challenge and we want to be sensitive, but we want to make sure that, in fact, the people who need the help are the ones who get the help, the true mom-and-pop small businesses, and that a vacancy tax is not going to get to that root problem.
John Banks, president and CEO of the Real Estate Board of New York, thank you for coming on and bringing all New Yorkers up to date. And we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Richard. I look forward to our next time.
Thanks again. This is the Catch Roundtable. We'll be right back.